Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96. We do got your back. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking. Heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey fam and friends, hey, welcome to Coach P's Perspective, where coaching, inspiration, and faith collide. This is your host, Coach Chad Parks, and thank you for joining me today. I'm a college All-American wrestler, coach, and the author of the best-selling book, Game Changing Moves. This background has allowed me to train elite athletes, coaches, and high performers from all walks of life. So if you need a pick-me-up, a kick in the pants, or a coach in your corner, I got you right here on Coach P's Perspective. Let's go. This episode of Coach P's Perspective is brought to you by Manscaped, the world champion in men's grooming, the best in men's grooming. For me, I've always believed as an athlete and as a coach, if you look good, you feel good, you're going to perform good. So I like to turn to Manscaped products. I use their shampoo, body wash, deodorant, lip balm, cologne. You name it, they pretty much have it, right? World-class trimmers. And one of the things I love about Manscaped is this. Whenever we're looking at their grooming products, they are paraben-free, cruelty-free, dye-free. If I'm going to put it on my body, I want to make sure it's healthy and I want to make sure I smell good, right? So if you or someone you know wants to stay fresh, smell fresh, you want to walk out there with confidence, make sure that you go to manscaped.com, check out their products. And you can get a 20% discount right now using the code COACHP20. That is COACHP20. The world champions, the best in men's grooming, Manscaped. All right. Hey, welcome to another episode of Coach P's Perspective. I am pumped. Today I have Robert Sherman, who is a co-founder and CMO of Iron Neck. And if you've never heard of Iron Neck, you may have seen it like on the Joe Rogan Show or Joe Rogan podcast. The Gracies, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, UFC, you name it. So I know for years I've been kind of looking. I've seen Iron Neck in various places and I actually recently started training on one. So Robert was also a college athlete. You know, he is great with marketing since that's what he does. So Robert, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's do this. So everyone knows in our audience, you know, we have a lot of coaches, a lot of athletes, as well as entrepreneurs and business people. So it's awesome. It's going to be great to kind of hear both sides, but tell us about your background, where you grew up at, maybe some of the sports that you played.
Yeah. So I grew up in Chicago. I pretty much played all sports growing up. It wasn't until probably around high school that kind of became full obsessed with golf. And ultimately, that's the sport that I competed in college. And, you know, I still compete in regular amateur tournaments these days, but pretty much played all sports growing up, generally athletic. You know, the way I got connected with Iron Neck, you know, a couple of years after I met my now business partners at University of Texas for business school. And our CEO, Matt Schmidt, he actually got connected with the inventor of this product, you know, after the first couple of years of trying to sell this to schools and, you know, college programs. And so, you know, we've evolved over the last 5 or 6 years. You know, we've been growing, selling into more of a neck pain and poor posture, you know, demographic. I think generally everyone's kind of drawn down to their phones these days. People are sitting in front of computer monitors for hours on end. So, you know, we've evolved as a company. We still are very much involved in the kind of concussion prevention side of this and looking at how you can mitigate concussion risk, really regardless of what sport you're playing. And there's a lot of athletes, I think, too, that do have some of these just general neck issues if, for example, you're on your phone for hours every day. So our company's based in Austin, Texas. We've been growing there the last 5-6 years. And, you know, we're just kind of enjoying the journey of growing a business and being able to see the results of people that we're helping along the way.
Yeah, I mean, with social media, with marketing, I know I've seen more and more Iron Neck and several podcasts to listen to or shows that I watch on YouTube. you know, because I'm a fitness nerd. So I watch a lot of these people and, you know, they come on and try the iron neck, talk about it. I think what's pretty cool is I've seen a few people come in and just be like, you know, what is this contraption? Like, you're putting this thing on your head and doing what? And then after they've done a little workout with it, a little demo, they're like, holy moly, it's amazing. And, you know, there are guys that are physiologists or strength training specialists that I have followed for years and fully trust. And now all of a sudden they're like, hey, this iron neck deal is the real, you know, the real thing. So for me, that's kind of what really got me in, you know, interested beyond my own story, which I'll kind of talk about here in a little bit. But as an athlete, as a grappler, wrestled my entire life, you got to have a strong neck. That's all there is to it. You know, anyone that's in MMA, boxing, this type of thing, has got to have a strong neck. Of course, football, we think of that with the contact. But I love that you brought up the everyday life, right? Because we are in a digital age. So we're either hunched over our desk on our laptop or we are on our phones all the time. And I've noticed that, you know, along with wrestling has put my neck in a bad position many times. So let's talk about the athletic demographic first. You know, what's the, because I think that the neck is often undertrained or maybe mistrained. What's the value of athletes having strong necks? And then I guess, you know, going into physiology, how does that align with posture and overall strength and things like that?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll share just a little bit on the genesis of iron neck's invention. And, you know, really the first study that got the gears turning for iron neck and the development of it was looking at connecting the dots between neck strength and concussion prevention. Mm-hmm. And there was a study that was published in 2014, you know, headed by many of the leading concussion researchers, Don Comstock, Christy Collins, Dr. Robert Cantu, who's on the NFL Head and Neck and Spine Committee. And this study looked at over 7,000 high school male and female athletes across several different sports. And it found that for every 1 pound increase in neck strength, the odds of concussion decreased by 5%. So this idea that you can't prevent all concussions, but there is this piece to the puzzle that generally is overlooked. And, you know, maybe not so much in the wrestling world where, you know, everyone might be neck bridging on the mat. But, you know, we've been surprised over the years talking to strength conditioning coaches at different high school and even college programs where some of them neck strength is already part of it. And we're trying to help them understand how iron neck can help there. But there's a lot of people, or not a lot, but some of these coaches, neck strength just wasn't programmed in. And it's not like there's any research that points to neck strengthening having any negative repercussions. Certainly, you know, neck bridging is something that probably gets a bad rep. I think if you have some prerequisite strength, that it can help there. But, you know, if you're putting number of plates on your head and doing it, there's obvious things that can kind of increase your risk of injury. And also neck bridging isn't really something that the general population is going to do. So, you know, this study, making that connection, it just put some actual numbers behind what you would think intuitively makes sense, right? You know, impacts to the body that maybe you're looking one direction, you're getting hit in the torso the other, falling down backwards. You see this a lot in soccer, or you see this in football as well. And the idea that the neck can be trained to absorb some of these forces is, you know, really where our focus was. And then there also was some research around that same time that was pointing to rotational acceleration on the brain. And so that being more of an increased threat. So, you know, how can we increase the strength of the neck to reduce the force from some of these types of impacts? And then also, can we do this in a way that we can actually increase the neck's strength rotationally, the ability to dissipate these forces against rotational force? And so that's ultimately kind of how the design of this through many MacGyver kind of iterations came to be. And ultimately, we were recognized in 2017 by the NFL as one of the leading innovations in player safety in their NFL First and Future contest. So, you know, it's been good to get some validation along the way. I think you kind of alluded to it. People have this general first impression of iron neck. It certainly raises some eyebrows. You wonder what's even happening here. Yeah. So it has taken some time to get more of the people that other people trust to, you know, vouch for this thing. But at the end of the day, once it's on someone's head, you kind of feel the difference. And from an athlete standpoint, if you're going from maybe not doing that much neck strengthening to using Iron Neck 2-3 times a week, there's a significant difference that you're gonna see.
Yeah, I like that. So whenever you're talking about concussions, this is not a Band-Aid approach. And this is also more of a, what I would call like a full body approach. Because when we think about concussions, we think about impact to the head typically, right? I coached football for years, played football for years. You know, helmet designs, we're always looking for helmet designs because we're thinking about the impact, the brain being jarred and moved. But what is your head set on top of? And that is your neck, right? So if your neck is strong, and I think a place where I've seen a lot of concussions, football, wrestling, volleyball, people going to the grounds. And then I also teach physical education. I've seen kids fall. And a lot of times there's not a lot of neck strength. So when people hit their back or hit on their side, their head goes back, their head hits the ground, right? They don't have the neck strength to keep themselves from doing that. So getting our neck stronger, there's a ton of benefits. And just, I mean, if you look at somebody and they have a strong neck, and I'm talking just, you know, not even like what it does from athletically or the way you feel. Like when you see somebody has a strong looking neck, you're like, man, that's a strong looking dude right there, you know? So I think there's a lot of different benefits there, but man, we're talking about like reducing concussions, like you said, for every pound that it gets stronger, that's huge. And then the way you feel, I think ultimately like in fitness, you know, there was a long time where for my own journey, myself personally, you know, I kind of did bodybuilding type fitness and powerlifting type fitness and Olympic lifting, all those stages as an athlete that I went through, and I do way more functional fitness now. But I'm definitely at a stage where in my own training and training my athletes, I want them to not only gain strength and athleticism, but to feel good as well, right? And thinking about longevity. So when you use this and your neck feels better, your entire body feels better. So kind of talk about the phone issue, right? So the forward head tilt, you know, the forward leaning head that we all get, man, I know for me personally, that has caused a lot of headaches and a lot of issues. So how does the Iron Neck address that?
Yeah. So, you know, first, it's important to understand that if you're on your phone and you're looking down kind of the standard position, you're looking down at a 45 degree angle, for every inch your head is forward, you're basically adding about 10, 12 pounds of force that your neck muscles need to support. And so, you know, what Iron Neck ultimately helps do is it helps improve muscle imbalance. And a lot of these imbalances are very clear with the positions that you might be in using your phone. So, you know, if you're, and this is also the case, and, you know, I've caught myself doing this too, when you're laying in bed at the end of the day and you're laying down and your chin is kind of all the way touching your chest, you might not think that that's much, much worse than if you're standing up. And some of those forces are different. It certainly is bad when you're doing that standing up or sitting down. But what's happening with the muscles is you're really stretching the posterior muscles, and these anterior muscles, the ones on the front of your neck, you know, they get tight. You're getting weak neck muscles. And when you look at some of these instances where from an athlete standpoint, or you even said in some of your physical education classes where someone might be falling down backwards, it's those muscles in the front of the neck that need to activate and need to slow that backward snap down. And so when you're putting yourself in these positions, and it would be one thing if you were on your phone 5 minutes a day, right? But that's not the case for most people. So, you know, when this is adding up, this is hours, several hours every day, this stuff just, it adds up. And ultimately you start to see these imbalances that develop. And so just some of the exercises with Iron Neck, when you're able to target muscles across all 360 degrees of the neck, it helps restore some of that balance. And, you know, really the simple dots you can connect here, the stronger neck muscles that you have, they hold up the head, right? And so when the head is upright, it's balanced, your posture is improved. It's amazing what just getting the body better aligned can fix. So, you know, it can reduce neck pain. You can actually see some improvements in range of motion. and then some of what we've been talking about, reducing the risk of injury.
Yeah, and talking about that alignment, about that posture, whenever I work with my athletes, and we do a lot of mindset training, but one of the things I talk to, I have mindset athletes as well that I talk to them about is posture, right? So if you were to sit down and put your shoulders forward and your head down, it's not comfortable. You're closed off. You just don't feel good. You know, and I often ask them like, hey, what does an animal in the wild do when it wants to scare another animal? So you get big or small, and it gets big, right? So I'll actually do that with my athletes. Like, hey, big chest, get big, but it empowers you. It makes you feel better. So change your physical state. You can change your mental state. So if our posture is always poor because we're looking down at our phone, and man, I can't tell you how many of our youth, of our high school kids, college kids, I see walk around with the shoulders slumped forward and they're always looking down at their phone. When your posture is bad, you just feel bad. That's all there is to it. Like everything in your body just feels bad. So it's amazing whenever you can kind of open up and realign everything, how you feel. And so it's something we take for granted. Sometimes you tell people like, hey, put your shoulders back or whatever. There's always sort of been that thing, but it literally changes your mental state, your emotional state, whenever you can change that portion of your physical state. So that's just another little side benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's, you sometimes hear this, if it doesn't feel right, you're probably doing it right. Right. If it feels a little uncomfortable, you're in this position. Well, like that's the posture you should be in. And it's easy to just slip into that kind of forward lean. You mentioned awareness, and I think the awareness is relevant on both sides of this with poor posture and technique, as well as contact sports. What we're talking about here is just being aware of when I caught myself leaning forward, posture's bad, right? Just being aware of that, you're going to catch yourself several times throughout the day. And that's stuff that just over time, it makes a difference, right? Mm-hmm. When you're talking about contact sports, the idea of awareness is seeing what's ahead of you, right? And that's why, there's a lot of coaching around heads up tackling, heads up running, not burying your head. The worst type of impact is the one that you don't see. There's a lot of kind of evolutionary physiological responses that the body takes just by seeing these threats. And if you can't see it, then you're really not able to kind of tap into to those. So just being aware of poor posture, being aware of the key things that you need to be doing as an athlete. At the end of the day, like neck strength and awareness, these are just a couple of kind of pillars to overall what you have to be doing consistently to either not have some of these negative impacts or, be better prepared for, some of those threats that are ahead.
So the people who are just listening to this via audio, you can go to Iron Neck on YouTube. They have a great YouTube. Go to their website, check it out so you can see what we're talking about, but I'll briefly explain. So this is like a halo you put over your head, straps on, and then you're connected to a sort of like a bungee cord, right? And that is connected to an anchor point. So the further you walk away, the more tension that you're going to have on your neck. You can do this forward, backward, sideways. There are multiple exercises. And I have an older version because we happen to have a couple of them, not the oldest, but have an older version. We have a couple of them at the school with our football program and our strength conditioning program. So I've began to implement this into my own training whenever I discovered that we had these. And I'll kind of tell you my story, but for years, my neck has been messed up. I wrestled my entire life. And I didn't really have any neck issues whenever I wrestled and then was coaching. And then just kind of over time began to have some neck issues to where, it causes bad headaches, like right at the base of my skull or base of my neck. Just a lot of issues in the neck. And whenever you have neck issues, again, it can cause headaches, but just makes you not feel good, right? Not being able to have the range of motion to turn your head left or right fully. Waking up with a sore neck all the time, those type of things. So once I began to use the Iron Neck, again, I took it home. I have a pole in my garage. I strapped it on there. And of course, I got on and watched some technique videos and began to do those. And it doesn't take long at all, at least what I'm doing, 5 to 10 minutes. And I've been doing it about 3 times a week, but it is amazing. And Robert, I was telling you this off camera before the show, You know, just whenever I finish, I feel great. And it's crazy how within minutes of doing this, your range of motion of your neck is drastically improved. The stiffness in your neck is drastically improved. And I'm not sponsored by Iron Neck. I'm not getting money from Iron Neck, like any type of things. Like literally have you on the show when we're talking about it. It has been a really, really good experience for me so far. And I feel like I'm in like the really minimal learning stages, right? I know there's much more I can do with the Iron Neck. There's more advanced exercises you work up to these things. For the athlete and for the everyday Joe, right? Who needs this? Why do they need it? And then like, when do they use it? Because I know that oftentimes us workout people, like we're willing to do stuff. Maybe somebody who doesn't work out as much, but has some of these neck issues, the technique, as you say, to those type of things. Is this going to take, you know, I've often seen people worried about, you know, is this going to take an hour out of my day? Am I going to be super sore? So kind of explain like who it's for, why, and the how.
Sure. So, you know, I think just looking at our customers, about a third of our customers are, I would call them the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu obsessed. You know, we see a lot of pinched nerves, slip discs, from that audience. You know, most of the remaining two thirds is made up of, you know, any form of occupational hazard related pain. So just a lot of desk jobs, right? Anyone that's working at a desk is consistently on a computer throughout the day. You know, we see a lot of customers, that, you know, that is kind of the source of this added up, pain. We see every kind of profession, tattoo artists, physician, nurses, right? You just think of some of these positions or professions where the body position is putting a lot of consistent force on the neck muscle. So those are some of the professions. You know, I would say that this is something that everyone should be doing. I mean, you know, we talk a lot about the importance of longevity and being able to do the things that you love for longer and later in life. And, you know, we have young customers, we have old customers, but there's certainly this point where, and this is very prevalent in jiu-jitsu, is, you know, people that love jiu-jitsu want to be doing jiu-jitsu as long as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is a hobby and sport that, you know, if injury is plaguing you, it takes you out of that. You know, you're sidelined, you're limited in how much you can be doing. So, you know, if you're talking about the thing that you love about or love the most, and now, hey, you can't really be doing this much, or, you know, you've got to take months off at a time, that's going to have downstream impacts on the rest of your life. So, yes, people that have kind of more significant issues and chronic pain, it's a great tool. But if you're just thinking about, hey, like, I don't want to be that person, that old person I see in the grocery store, hunched over, you know, extremely kyphotic. That's just, if you want to avoid that, neck strength is something that you can't ignore. As far as like how this fits into a daily use or, you know, kind of what, depending on what your goals might be, this is something that we recommend people using 2 to 3 times a week. You mentioned the resistance band. There's two forms of resistance involved in Iron Neck. One is this linear resistance that's coming through the resistance band that's connected up. The other is in our Varsity and Pro models, there's a way to add friction as you rotate in the slider. And so you're adding rotational resistance, which adds more concentric training to the training. So you can do this 2-3 times a week for 4 or 5 minutes. You can focus on, you know, a few exercises. There are some people, very respected, you know, people in the strength and conditioning industry who incorporate Iron Neck because they like the way that it spins, and then they can do protraction, retraction with it. And they don't care about doing any of the other exercises. They just like doing the spinny thing and the retraction. You know, there are other people who will take the 6 foundational movements that we put out, and they'll just do that maybe 2 times a week, right? And maybe that's taking somewhere in the 5 to 10 minutes. you don't have to be getting after it with an extreme amount of resistance. You know, and then we've recently launched our Iron Neck Training Lab, which some of the content we have on our YouTube channel, everything now lives in our training lab. And we've got a number of goal-focused training programs that are led by a certified trainer. So early stage rehab and posture mechanics to combat sports training and rotational sports training. This is training that's designed around the specific health and fitness goals that people have. So it's applicable to just about everybody. The way that athletes might be using this are probably going to look a little different than, grandma who's just trying to reinforce some better posture. But it's something that once you have on, as long as you're doing just a couple of basic movements, you're going to start to see some of those improvements.
Yeah. And that's, I've just done the foundational movements and kind of a little routine that I do. Like I said, it's so not only my neck, but I also notice, in my entire posture, right, all along my spine, my abs, my entire core. I think when you're doing it right, like you're noticing a shift in all those, you're noticing benefit in all those as well. So I love it that we can take a professional athlete, we can take a hobbyist athlete, we can take someone who is sitting at a desk all day long and benefit each and every one of those. That's a product that is a lifestyle product. So whatever your lifestyle is, you got to have good health, right? If we don't have good health in any and every area, we're affected by it in a negative way. If you have good health, then you're affected by it in a positive way. So I know for me, this has been a great benefit so far, and I haven't got to use it a ton. But I would say it's exactly what I needed, exactly what I've been looking for personally. So for you, kind of moving away from Iron Neck for a second, all right, you being an athlete, being a golfer, I love to study, and I have a lot of high performers here on the podcast. What are some of your, if we could narrow them down to daily success habits, right? So some of your fitness habits, maybe some of your other success habits that may include something like reading, ample sleep, things like that. These are like your non-negotiables. So what are some of your fitness or your lifestyle habits that you really like to incorporate daily?
Yeah. So, I generally move around quite a lot. It's hard for me to kind of sit in one place. So I'm always moving. There's some simple things that I do on a daily basis that kind of help me, physically, mentally, just kind of get aligned. And this might sound silly, but, I walk my dog every morning. There's a park nearby. We go there. I try not to be on my phone too much, but this is also a time that, I can kind of think clearly about different goals that I might have, different initiatives that I'm involved with, and, just kind of have some free time to think every morning. Throughout the day, it can feel, and I'm sure a lot of people can kind of empathize with this, is, it feels like you're being tugged in 20 different directions, and you might be focused on working on a couple of things that are really important, and then five other things fall on your desk, and everything's important, right? So for me, it's important just to be, have some time that I can think clearly. I don't know if it's the animal and human bond that maybe helps create that, but that's one thing. And then, as far as fitness, like I said, I'm kind of always moving around. I pick up basketball, generally sports where you're kind of moving around constantly. That's always where I've kind of found myself. I do use Iron Neck every day. I'd say maybe a couple times a week, I'm doing more of the high intensity, higher resistance exercises. And then what I'm doing pretty much every morning, because I am involved in marketing, I am in front of a computer, I am on my mobile device. So what I'm usually doing is like a 2 to 3 minute every morning, not high intensity, not high resistance, just getting back and standing in kind of an upright position. And for me, it's important to, at the beginning of the day, get those muscles firing, because I know they're going to be strained a little bit through the day, even with awareness. So those are a few of the things that I kind of focus on, or at least that are consistent, you know, in my day-to-day.
I'm glad you said that. First off, all the movement, the activity, right? So, and then first thing in the morning, as we get out and walk, I mean, there's a lot of science behind that. You know, as you're walking, everything is coming in through our eyes, the sunshine, being around, you know, someone or something that you love, like, and I'm a dog guy. We have a couple of awesome dogs. All those things are phenomenal. I wanted to ask you real quick, because I'm glad you kind of ended with that. In the morning, I've thought about adding iron neck training to kind of my morning routine to get things started. So if I were to do that, would you look at, should I add the foundational movements or maybe something like you said, just standing upright, putting a little resistance, maybe a couple rotations? What would you suggest if I was going to add that to my wake up early morning routine?
Yeah. So, you know, the concept with the six foundational movements is that they're really just teaching you how to move with iron neck on, right? If you're doing cartwheels with iron neck on, you're going to get immediate feedback that this is not okay, right? So it's important to, you know, make sure that you have these consistent lines, that the resistance band and your posture are basically at a right angle, right? You want that to be perpendicular to each other. And then the other is just, when you're doing an exercise, making sure that your head is retracted, your chin is tucked a little bit. And if you're keeping those lines, any of these movements are going to work well. You know, the training lab programs that we have that I mentioned that are goal specific, they build on a lot of the six foundational movements. So you'll see a lot of those six foundational movements throughout all of these, the phases of these programs. We start to introduce some auxiliary exercises. So different types of exercises with bands. You can do band pull-aparts, Pavlov press movements. There's stuff with medicine balls. So that's what you start to get more of this complexity, and then you know, putting your body in some different positions. But as far as like the first thing you're doing morning, I put it on. I step back probably about halfway, so I'm at about 15 pounds of resistance, and I always start with just a 360 spin. It's a great way to just get the muscles can't hide, right? You're when you're turning, and just to help visually with people listening, if I'm set up and the anchored in front of me, so the band is in front of me, it's pulling me forward. All the muscles on the back of my neck and through my back, all throughout the posterior chain, are firing, right? They're activated. You mentioned you also feel this in your core. You have to have some counterbalance in there. So as I start to turn clockwise, right, and now I'm facing to my right, now this is pulling me to my left. And so all the muscles on the right side of my neck and the right side of my body are activated. When I turn around, now all the muscle, it's pulling me backwards. So all the muscles in the front of the neck are firing. So when you're doing this and, you know, a 360 spin, I'm usually doing about two or three slow turns counterclockwise and then clockwise. That just gets all these big and small muscles in the neck firing. And then from there, I'll kind of look to add some neck rotation and then some core rotation. What I mean by that is I'll do some look left, look rights, which are what they sound like. Some people call these no's. I'm keeping my shoulders square. I'm trying to get my chin as close to my left shoulder, as close to my right shoulder. And then that's an exercise you do facing all four directions. So, you know, I'll probably do five or six reps facing forward, right, back, left. And then I'll do lock neck body turns, which for me as a golfer, you know, usually where I'm focused on is lower back. You know, the more I play, might feel some soreness in there. So the lock neck body turn is a really good one that you're keeping your neck locked. You bend your knees a little bit, and then use your hands together in front of your face as a visual cue. And you're basically just rotating left and right at the hips. So that's another one you do facing all four directions. And that's usually what I do. I'll usually add a little bit of rotational friction with the slider in the pro. And that just adds a little bit of, you can imagine if you press your palm against your temple and try to rotate that direction, that's the sensation that you're creating in the neck muscle. So that's something that I'll usually add in a little bit into the workout, maybe halfway, and start to do some of those. It might sound like that takes a long time, that everything I just described can be done in under 5 minutes. You know, there's a way to do that in 2 to 3 minutes. You know, as long as you're doing something consistently, you can kind of test out some of the different six foundational movements. As I said, some people try all the multi-planar movements like diagonals and figure eights. And at the end of the day, they're like, I do these other things. I just want something that's completely dedicated to being able to train my neck rotationally. And that's how it fits in. So there's different ways to piece this together. The hope is that with these training lab programs, those give a little bit more of a roadmap to follow. And you know, if you're looking at these four phases, each phase has about 4 or 5 exercises in each one of them. You can be stretching that over the course of 3-4 months if you want. Some people might want to get after it, but that's the thing is, you know, our customer, they span from basically the whole spectrum, from super strong, I want, you know, neck girth, I want size, I want to be strong, to I'm just trying to reinstate some of the posture that I had in a prior life. And it doesn't take that much resistance. It doesn't take doing every exercise that we offer, but that's how I think it can kind of fit into different people. And if you're doing it at the beginning of the day, it just, like any of these other things we kind of talked about, it gets you kind of headed the right direction.
That's good. Yeah, I'm going to add. So I do most of the ones that you were talking about. And so typically I work out with my athletes and we do that in the morning. And then later on in the day, usually late afternoon, early evening, I'll go out there, like I said, 2 or 3 times a week, and I'll knock out a workout. So I'll knock out an iron neck workout. It is amazing to me, just the rotation, how much better it makes your neck feel. And it's funny because in my garage, I don't have any, there's no mirrors around anywhere, like you would maybe have in a weight room. And so one day I was just doing the rotations and I was facing away from the band, from the anchor point. And I reached up and touched my neck, just to kind of the front of my neck, to kind of feel where it was engaged. And I didn't feel like I had that much tension on there, but the muscles were like bulging out of my neck. And I was like, wow, that is amazing how much this is working my neck right now. And it wasn't painful. It was just doing exactly what it was supposed to do, but I didn't have any visual feedback and I hadn't reached, that was maybe the second, third time I'd ever used it. And so when I like literally reached there and felt the muscles, I was like, that is crazy how much they're engaged. So it is for me, it's actually a joy to be able to use. And then also having the desired outcome, right? Whenever I get done, I know I'm going to have more mobility, more flexibility, more range of motion in my neck. And then my upper body is going to feel better as well. So right. I don't want to get away from this real quick. Okay. So, you know, you're the man in marketing for Iron Neck. And because we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business people that listen to this as well. And I tell you what, if you're a coach these days, and I'm a head coach of a fairly large program, you have to be a CEO as well. And part of being a CEO of a sports program is hopefully you're utilizing your assistant coaches, but we got to PR well, we have to got to do a lot of things well. And part of that is really marketing your program. What are some of the things that have really helped with you guys in Iron Neck and marketing? And if we were kind of like to make it generic, right? I know it's very specific for your company, but if we're kind of make it generic, what are a few things? Because I've always believed this, like principles are principles. And once you know them, you can apply them in different places. So what are a few things in marketing or a few tips that you could throw out there for the, you know, everyone who's listening that maybe markets in some area of their life?
Sure. You know, I think, you know, can't ignore one of the things that has certainly helped us over the years has been the support from Joe Rogan. You know, we got connected with him, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, he's mentioned us organically around a couple dozen times over this stretch. So not that, you know, we obviously were very fortunate and there's, you know, a little kind of more in how we got aligned with Joe originally. But, you know, it's not common for everyone to have kind of a Joe Rogan type supporter. It helps to have a trusted advocate, right? And you know, if we had never gotten one to Joe Rogan, you know, we've always been very focused on influencer marketing, and you know, even before we were doing a lot of that on social media, it was more about how do we get aligned with you know, some of the more influential strength and conditioning coaches at the NFL level. The collegiate level. And so that has ultimately been one of the things of just having these trusted advocates that, you know, something like Iron Neck, you kind of need someone else to tell you, hey, just this is okay. You know, trust me, this thing works. It looks a little different. You might not have ever seen anything like this. It's not intuitive. So it's important to have a trusted advocate who can kind of vouch for that. You know, something else I'll add is it's important to focus and prioritize areas that are the most important. And that sounds kind of generic, but, you know, an example of how we've done that is, you know, if you go back kind of a couple few years, even though we knew that Iron Neck was something that everyone could benefit from, everyone should have one of these, right? You know, obviously a little biased from our standpoint, but it's just not possible to sell to everyone in the world. So we had to make some tough decisions to focus on very specific kind of pockets of our customer demographic. So, you know, we made the decision that, hey, we know that we have this strong niche in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. This is where we need to focus a lot of our efforts. This is where we need to produce, you know, a lot of different ads. We need to kind of build landing pages that are going to be focused on converting and then talking to the jiu-jitsu, you know, practitioner. And so that obviously makes sense to focus on that stuff. But what's hard is, man, we've got all these other demographics that we have some influencers in, we've got some buy-in for, but money is not endless. Time is not endless. And so it's important to make some of those key decisions to prioritize what's important and, you know, really focus on where the fish are swimming. Right. So we've had to do that as well.
All right. Excellent. Excellent info. I'd love to ask, and I don't want you to be humble on this. It's not bragging. So I believe that, you know, God's given everybody different gifts and abilities. You know, our job, part of our job is to develop those in the areas that you're passionate about and things that you want to do, you know, as you're striving toward your goals or desire outcomes, whatever, but I'm going to call it your genius. So if you were to narrow it down to a couple or even one, what would you say is your genius? That thing that you do, that you love, you're passionate about, kind of comes easy to you. Again, you've developed it, but, and you know, it, when you get done doing it, you feel fired up and you feel good. So what would you say is your genius?
Yeah. So I've been, in, you know, a number of different, kind of professional roles since coming out of college. I've done some consulting. You know, I've worked for a large government contractor and, you know, one of the challenges I think in the work that I was kind of doing throughout that period was, you know, what's the impact that this is making on the world and other people. And, I live for the life-changing stories that we hear from customers. I mean, these are people that had given up hope. They'd kind of, in a lot of cases, been living with pain for a number of years or decades. And, you know, they tried everything. And for some way or another, they find Iron Neck, we find them. And, you know, we're changing these people's lives and just being able to kind of hear more of those stories. I mean, we hear these, if not on a daily basis, several times a week. These are things that feed us. And so, you know, where if I had to kind of give my humble genius is in, you know, how we're able to kind of leverage a lot of these stories and tell those stories to more people. And, you know, basically take just some of these natural experiences that people are having with our product. Right? I mean, everyone buys products every day, they use them, and some people like things more than others. But I mean, the stories that we hear from people are just, it's a new lease on life that people have. And so, you know, being able to focus on those stories and share more of those. You know, that's where I spend a lot of my time. And that's, you know, probably where I would kind of put my, as you said, my humble genius.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to get to work in an area that you like, or that you love, you're passionate about. And then also knowing that, man, like this is positively impacting a number of people's lives, you know, so it, It makes it easy to get up and be fired up to do your job every day, you know, and no matter what anybody's job is, it's not like we're all gung-ho 24/7, but man, when there's a deeper purpose behind it and you're getting to use your genius, it's a good thing to do your job every single day. So,
yeah, no, I'll share, you know, one story that when you're just talking about your own usage and taking it off and just feeling, oh, you know, the mobility that you kind of have now. Mike Clark, he's a strength and conditioning coach in the NFL. He's with the Lions now, but he's been the head guy with the Chiefs, the Bears, the Washington football team, or Commanders now. And I mean, you know, Hall of Fame strength and conditioning coach. So he comes up to us at the NFL Combine, this was 7 or so years ago, and tells us that someone told him he needed to check out the iron neck. And, you know, he shared all these issues that with us that he had, and he couldn't turn his neck really much at all. And about 15 or 20 seconds in, he starts smiling and says, "It's been a long time since I've been able to turn my neck." You know, we ran him through a couple minutes. And when he took it off and went from a stiff mummy to actually turning his neck left and right, I mean, you know, this big strength and conditioning coach just has this smile of a child, basically. So he comes up to us actually the following year at the NFL Combine, really excited, and tells us, "Guys, I've got to thank you. This might now sound or might not sound like much, but I can now parallel park my car thanks to you guys." So, you know, it sounds silly. It doesn't sound like much, but these are the kinds of stories we hear from people reclaiming these little things that had been taken away and getting that back. And, you know, that means getting more control in their life. And that really means a lot to them. That kind of stuff means a lot to us as well.
Yeah. And it's a great story. And it is, I mean, I immediately connect with that. Right. So I'm a strength conditioning guy. I mean, I work out all the time. And many times couldn't, you know, or could barely parallel park, right? Because I couldn't turn my head to look back. And again, it's years of abuse on my neck through grappling sports, you know, and again, technology hasn't helped adding that on top of it, but it really is life freeing. You just enjoy everything better, man, if you're not in pain all the time. Right. And then I think people also get used to kind of being in pain or lacking mobility. I mean, you get used to your head being stiff and having to turn your whole shoulders and upper body instead of being able to just turn your head and look sideways, you know, something you take for granted. And once you can do it again, it's an amazing thing. So I feel exactly what you're saying there with Mike. So, and that's why I love stories too, man, because we can connect with them. And I'm sure there are plenty of people listening that maybe you're going through the same thing right now or something similar that would love to be able to find a solution and to have more, you know, health freedom in their own lives.
Yeah. I think something that we noticed early on when we were going to a lot of these strength or conferences and clinics is people having this "I'm fine" mentality. If you've had a neck issue, you know, hey, I've just kind of learned to live with this. Yeah. And I don't want to do something that's going to make it worse. But I'm, you know, I might not do that at the risk of making something or at the upside of making something better. And neck strength is generally not something that people are intuitively thinking about as something that can help with their neck pain, right? Mm-hmm. You know, hey, wrestlers got to have a strong neck. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I don't need much of an explanation there. But, you know, the person that's been living with some type of chronic pain for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know, and I don't think it doesn't help that iron neck looks like a medieval torture device. But, you know, that's one of the challenges that we've just kind of always had. And that's why we've had to rely on, hey, listen to what these other people that you might actually respect and what they've said. And that was the case at one of the first, the first year that we went to the Collegiate Strength and Conditioning Coach Conference. I mean, everyone's walking by looking at this thing, laughing. You see people mouthing, you know, what the, you know, blank am I looking at? And it wasn't until you know, one of the more respected strength coaches came over and was trying the iron neck and, you know, then hollering at other people, hey, you got to try this thing out. And, you know, next thing you know, we've got, you know, 10 other coaches that are trying this thing out that, you know, most of them were the ones walking by kind of smiling. So it's tough. It takes that. But, you know, we know the impact that Ironic has on these different groups of users. So, yeah, the online mentality, generally, you know, we love when we can kind of get people above that state and actually, you know, hey, I can parallel park my car. My neck doesn't hurt me anymore. I can turn, you know, left and right at the neck. I can actually swing a golf club. I'm not at that extreme state, but, you know, I know more so, you know, 50s and 60 year old, you know, people that are, hey, you know, I want to golf for, you know, until the end of my days. You know, if you've got a back issue, it's going to present challenges. So I don't think I'm fine is an okay way to live.
No, I don't either. And I did it for a number of years and finally just said, hey, I got to start finding solutions for some of these issues, you know, instead of just trying to live with them. Man, I love what you said a minute ago about, you know, the well-respected guy coming over, because in anything in life, right, if we have a dream, if we have a vision, we have something we're going after, hopefully you're going to have plenty of people on your side that back you, but then there's also going to be some naysayers and you have to have some guts and fortitude and belief to push through that. Real quick, how have you guys been able to, was it just the core belief as, you know, sort of a group of the leaders within your company, like, hey, we know this thing works, we're going to continue to push through? What allowed you to push through? Because maybe we have some entrepreneurs or people out there right now that have a goal, have something that they're chasing and pushing toward. And, you know, they're like, man, I don't know if it's worth it anymore. You know, so how did you guys push through?
Yeah, but belief is a big part of that. And, you know, I'd say with probably a lot of small businesses and growth stories, there's a handful of lucky moments and luck that's involved, good breaks. You know, not that we haven't had some bad breaks from you know, here or there. But yeah, we believe it. You know, we also, before we got involved with the business, I mean, we looked at all this research that was out there. Obviously, the you know, 1 pound of strength and 5% concussion risk study was kind of that big piece, but there was a lot of other research that had been pointing to that. And this was also around the same time as the concussion movie came out with Will Smith, right? And we just thought, man, like, we got to wait till this movie comes out. Everyone's going to get it, right? Everyone's going to get it, and everyone's going to be buying IronX. Not the case, right? I mean, parents, I think when we're talking about like the high school football player, which was, you know, a big area where we were focused, and parents, you know, what are they buying? They're buying helmets, they're buying pads, and you know, these helmets that you know, are ranging from you know, $400, $500 to, you know, the high end of $1,000+. You know, these helmets all come with stickers on them that say, warning, this does not prevent a concussion. Mm-hmm. You know, so we just kind of saw these stars aligning, and we saw this opportunity. We saw this in girls sports as well, where, you know, there's differences in the musculature. You see basically in all planes of movement that female neck strength is about half of the isometric neck strength as men. So there's just an anatomical difference. It's longer, thinner neck, right? More prone to snap. And we're looking at concussion rates across high school and collegiate sports. And we're seeing that every comparable sport, male to female, you have a higher rate of concussion in female sports. Mm-hmm. There's a number of factors involved there. I'm not trying to say, hey, you know, neck strength would completely change all that. But, you know, neck strength is generally not something that's a part of, you know, women's soccer training. And, you know, we also had some kind of got batted down going into some of the pro women's soccer leagues and trying to, you know, get IronX in there. And neck strength's not something that they're doing until most of these athletes are using it on the back end, right? This is reactive. It's yeah. Our goalie had multiple concussions and now we're working on neck strength. So it's a more expensive way to go about it. So you know, we believed in that. I think we became a little bit less naive, you know, probably with each year that has gone on, and, you know, focusing more on the fundamentals of the business and where do we grow. But, yeah, belief is a big part, and it's something that, you know, we kind of hung on to early on. But, you know, as we've evolved the business, there's still a portion of our business that is focused on the concussion prevention market. But, you know, the majority is, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of the neck pain and poor posture. And a lot of those, you know, that data, that a lot of that focus is out there. Just the prevalence of neck pain, back pain. So, like I said, neck strength, just generally, it's not something that's on the radar for most people. So overall, it's just been us kind of looking to where is there more reason to believe, and trying to substantiate that with, you know, actual performance, more advocates for our product and the brand. And that's just something that we've continued to build year over year over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, you guys are doing a really good job. From the outside, it looks like you're crushing it. And like I said, I've seen more and more, you know, big names in strength conditioning and sports talking about the benefits of it. And that's what got me to like, hey man, I gotta check this out. So, all right. I always like to kind of close out, round out the show with this. You can answer one of these, or you can answer all three, expound upon them as much as you want, but, you know, personalizing this for you, Robert, tell me about a hero, a hardship, and a highlight in your life, right? Or just one of each, or a little of all three. Hero, hardship, highlight.
All right. I'll try to do this without sounding too cliche. You know, from a hero standpoint, it's always been my dad. You know, a lot of my character and you know, kind of my traits, I trace to just how I was brought up. You know, my dad was always a good role model. You know, I've always looked to his example. And so, you know, he's certainly been a hero of mine, you know, still, you know, to this day. You know, hardship, you know, I would probably point to looking just at the first couple of years of leaving a comfortable, you know, cushy job in consulting, to make this company grow and into something that, you know, would be successful. There's a long list of businesses that, you know, are built on great ideas, and they're, you know, they can be well-funded, and they just don't make it. And so, you know, we're proud that we're still in existence. We're proud that we're you know, we've been able to grow, but, you know, there are just a number of kind of a series of events over the first couple of years that I think are not too uncommon for early stage businesses that, you know, looking back on it now, I mean, you think, man, like, good thing that happened. You know, if it went a different direction, I don't know if we would have been around, right? So, you know, there are a number of hardships just in line with starting a business, and, you know, I'm not the only one that is dependent on me. I've got a family. So, you know, those are decisions that were all kind of a part of that. A highlight, man, I've had some decent golf rounds of late, in some state qualifiers and some state events. So, you know, I've played some decent golf lately, which, you know, I think have probably been some highlights, but I don't know. How's that stack up for the three H's?
No, that's good. So, you know, my dad's my hero too, man. So it's, yeah, I think a lot of times people are like, oh man, I don't want to be cliche on that, but it's awesome whenever you have a parent who has instilled character traits in you, or things you really, really look up to, you know. And then, and we had kind of mentioned it earlier, but, you know, yeah, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, those type of things are, they're exciting because you're going after what you want. But like you said, to leave a job and to do something like this full time, and then to endure those hardships and the growth process, man, that's life. And it's one of the things I love about podcasting. I get to hear those stories because, like I said, I often have high performers on here, but people look and they only see like, oh, here's where this person is now, and not what they came through to get there. You know, so I love getting to hear about what people have come through to be able to get to where they are today. And life just naturally throws a lot of hardship at us, right? That never ends. But fighting through it, overcoming it, and then there's a lot of growth that happens with a company, with a person, you know, as a whole in there. So, and I'm a sports guy. Yeah. So I always love, right. Love a sports highlight.
Yeah. I mean, I always go to the Steve Jobs quote, if you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, feels very much the case on a lot of occasions. You know, the other thing I'd add is, you know, one of the things learned from a professor in business school was just the concept of putting your ugly baby glasses on and being able to look at something that you might think this is, you know, amazing and it's going to crush it. But, you know, when you're talking about your baby and something that you've been working on, sometimes that can be swayed. So, you know, being able to have the ability to put those ugly baby glasses on, look at something a little bit more objectively. And, you know, if you're doing that consistently, I think the end result is that you're ending up with a better product, a better process, a better experience. And, you know, that's something that we're continuing to kind of strive to do on a consistent basis.
Yep. Makes sense. And that's how growth happens. And that's, you know, how you guys have continued to grow. So, and I can tell you that I'm a believer. I'm an iron neck believer. I'll continue to use it. And, you know, it's something that I plan to incorporate. Anything I do with my athletes and my wrestlers, I typically grab it and train on it for a while and then go in and we start to implement it into our program. And so it's something I'll be implementing in our own program, you know, the Iron Neck, but it's something that I found a lot of benefit in, like I said, fairly recent for me on this, but I'm a believer. I love what you guys are doing. And I think anybody listening, you will as well. I'll make sure that I put the Iron Neck website, link to your YouTube page, you know, anything else you think we need to put on there, let me know, social media, stuff like that. And so people can check out the Iron Neck for themselves. They can get on, hopefully place an order, get one in their hand so they can try it out and see the benefits.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. You can find us, our website's iron-neck.com. We're at the Iron Neck on pretty much every social platform. And, you know, I would recommend that you check out our team sports training program on our training lab. You know, that's where I mentioned we've got these several different programs, but that's one that is really good when if you're talking about running a whole room of athletes through a program. There's some good strategies to, you know, time is of the essence when you've got guys in the gym. So being able to work that into the rotation efficiently, you know, working some of those movements. And then, yeah, we'll get you a discount code, ChadP, that'll knock off 15% for any of your customers. And we got a 30-day trial, with everything. So, you know, we're not naive to think that everyone in the world is going to just buy this thing and love it beyond, you know, their wildest dreams. If for whatever reason, it's just something's not aligning, we do pride ourselves on our customer service. We can kind of help if maybe there's something someone might be doing wrong, but, you know, we pride ourselves on being good listeners, to our customers and helping people have the best experience. But if it's not for you, you know, you get your money back, ship it back, no hard feelings, but, we generally like our percentages. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that once people put one on and, start to feel the experience, there's not going to be an issue there. I think they're going to love it. So, well, Robert, thank you for being on. Thank you for what you guys do with Iron Neck. I appreciate it. And for everybody listening, this has been another episode of Coach P's Perspective. May God bless you, smile upon you, and give you peace. Till next time, we're out. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a friend. You can do this by copying the link, share it on your social media, text it to someone, share by word of mouth. Also, give us a 5-star review on the platform that you listen to. All of these help grow the show, help spread the message, and our job and our goal is to be able to inspire as many people as possible and to add to their perspective. Thank you and many blessings.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. Dip with a new step. CSL rep.